Oh my, isn't Jesus amazing? I just feel like the Lord really wants to lift our load today. Hebrews 12 tells us to lay aside every weight, every burden, every weight, anything that's weighing us down. He's asking us to just lay it aside so we can run this race. Seems like this week has been, I don't know if I want to say crazy, but just a lot of things happening. For me this week, I had a little injury at work, ran into a rail car, or it ran into me. Yeah. Just some stuff, some people we know ill. I was talking to a coworker, and he has teenagers and stuff, and he said that death by overdose is up 50% this year for among youth. It's a serious issue. My wife had a cousin who ended his life this week. Several coworkers dealing with the same thing with their kids. And I hate that devil. He's such a liar. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. That's why Jesus came, you know. 1 John 3:8, the purpose of the Son of God was to destroy the works of the devil. So he started it, and he accomplished it. He had the victory for us already. But he went to the Father, and he sent us the Holy Spirit, and he came to live in our hearts. So his message today to us, the church, the followers of Christ, is to be equipped with the same purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. We've got to become bold. We've got to be willing in an instant to say a word, to give a prayer, whatever it takes to grab lives that are being lied to. I just want to pray over you guys. Anybody have a burden? Is there a weight? It doesn't have to be a huge thing. Just a little burden, something that's been kind of weighing on you. I just want to speak over you guys today. The Lord wants to lift our load. So I just pray, Lord, right now, if there's any burdens or weights, just be lifted right now in Jesus' name. Just lift them right off right now. Holy Spirit, I'm asking right now just to come and fill that place with your presence, with your peace, with a passion for knowing you. Lord, give us a revelation of your Son, Jesus. Just love you, Jesus. I just want to encourage you all to all the more pray for one another. I know you guys are a people of prayer, but I just feel like it needs to really be like Paul says, to pray without ceasing. Our whole day, praying for your family, praying for the body, praying for fellow believers. Praying for those you know that need salvation. And I just want to read this, Ephesians 6. You all know the passage. I just want to read this word over you, and we'll pray it together. I just think the word of God is so effectual in changing our lives. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So the Lord wants us to stand. Jesus is telling his church this today, stand. Stand on my word. Stand on the fact that we are seated with him in the heavenly places. This is truth, and he wants us to experience it. He wants his people to be mature. And we feel like we really need to mature these days. Because there'll be a time when we'll kind of quit using the word circumstances. Because we let circumstances bother us sometimes. But the days will come when we'll start using the words persecution, affliction, suffering. But the promise in the Bible is he says that we can have joy. We can be full of joy in the midst of persecution. And I think we really need to mature into that place where we can truly have joy no matter what's going on around us. And the promise of the word is that that joy will increase all the more. I think it's something going to be so amazing, better than we've ever experienced. The joy of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your love. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for revealing to us his purpose in coming, that he went about doing good and delivering all who are oppressed of the devil, Lord. I ask you to reveal this right now to your church, that we are equipped with the same purpose through Christ in us, through yielded heart to you, that we might stand, that we might stand and be a great light in this earth, Lord, till it become your kingdom. And we see the fullness of that. Come, Lord Jesus, we love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.